What is up?
How is it going?
This is the movie show
on Active FM.
Yes, and Active TV. I'm Sash.
My name is Ryan.
And we
are series. Series about series.
We are doing yet again another series. Next time we are not doing series, Ryan. Yeah. We need to go back to being the movie show.
Series.
Or we need to change to the series show. But I don't think we're going to change to the series.
We're giving
show.
Movie makers an opportunity. Break.
There we go. Anyway, so we are doing a series called All the Light We Cannot See. And when we last episode, we said that Ryan would test case how good the series is based on how many episodes Ryan watched. So Ryan, please do tell, out of the 4 episodes that this mini limited series has, how many did you watch?
I got halfway.
So you watched 2.
Okay, a little bit before. I didn't finish the second one, but I got pretty far. And I want to watch the rest of them.
Okay.
I want to watch the rest of them. It's good. It's great. In fact, like for me, what was fascinating about this film was the actual history behind. Like I learned a lot about World War II.
Yeah.
And how people are actually crazy out there. Yeah. But awesome. Yeah. Good, absolutely amazing.
There we go. Mm. Okay, so it is good. The weird part with this film was I follow Sean Levy, who is the director, on Instagram. And you know how, like, when they have a new project, they'll, like, post about it. So I had heard about the project, I'd seen the trailer, but, like, and I wanted to watch it. But you know when you're, like, you're holding back just because, I don't know why I was holding back. I guess it's just because I didn't know what it was about. But the minute I started watching it, I was completely hooked, and it was done very, very well.
I thought because first I had to look up, the parental guidance just to see that it's kosher to watch with the family. And then, like, I heard there's some violence and stuff. Then I watched it and I was like, so far what I've seen, it hasn't been bad.
It does get a little bit worse.
Is it? But yeah. Like gory bad?
No, not
gory. Or is it just like
not
guy
gory.
Loses his arm or someone gets...
Yeah, no, it's not. It's definitely not Tarantino,
like,
gory.
Even where the one chef / restaurant owner got shot.
Mm.
When he got shot, you know, they didn't use like a long shot. Or you didn't see the guy get a bullet. You just kind of see the German officer with a gun. Quah! And then next minute it cuts and the body just kind of falls to the floor. Although that didn't make sense because he got shot in the stomach and he was like instantly dead. Is that medically possible? We don't know. Somebody comments. But anyway, yeah, so far it's been like, I think there's more story than action.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah.
And I think what also was nice was the way the story was told. So it's not told in chronological order. Instead, it kind of like starts and you're like, wait, who is this chick? At first, you don't even realize she's blind. I don't know if you thought she was blind at first. Like, it didn't.
No.
You very quickly in the story, you do come to realize that she is actually blind. But when it first started, you're like not 100% sure, because it kind of starts in the middle of the story. And then as it goes on, they obviously go back and they give you like more pieces until you finally get to like the last episode, and then you're like, oh, okay, this is what happened.
Did you like what was your thoughts of the other German soldier, the radio specialist at first? Weren't you like, Nazi, you know, kind of thing? And then as it goes out, you're like, wait, actually...
You see, because I've watched the full thing, my attitude towards him isn't so. I can't even remember if I felt like that, because you know when you know the character now in full, you kind of like, no, he's a German Nazi, whatever. But what I enjoyed about this adaption or this story about World War II is generally within any film that you watch, the Nazis are always the antagonists.
The bad guys.
It's just one of those things, you know. It's the way that the world is. And obviously, I'm not saying that the Nazis weren't, I mean, they did some atrocious things, but in like the, especially when it comes to film and series, they're just automatically the bad guys. Whereas with this one, what really struck me was how they show you, yes, there were the Nazis, like that were evil and had bad intent and all of that, but then they were just normal German boys that happened to be drafted into the army, because, you know, that's what happened to the boys those days. And, like, what shook me was, I don't know if you've gotten there yet, where he goes to they show him go to a Nazi training camp.
And he goes in there and then
have
all the boys.
Have you seen that yet?
Yeah,
yeah. I was just like, oh my goodness.
And even there was the one where he was like, run, you know?
Yeah, but like, you don't realize the trauma and the because you think like the Nazis were nice to their own, you know, they weren't.
Wasn't that the end of the second one?
I think so, yeah.
So that means I did watch the second one fully.
Yeah, no.
Trying to think now, because I remember the place where they ended was where they chase off Dim. Okay, I don't want to give spoilers away. But anyway, then some general guy comes up and then he's like, these boys. And then he like leads him away kind of thing. And it's just blood. Yeah, it was. It was the
yes, that was the end of the second episode.
So I did finish the second one.
That was, I was just like, oh my goodness. Like it really opened my eyes to, you know, like what the German boys actually went through as well.
Because
like the Nazi regime.
What I love about this film that Sean did very well was the way that he posed the boys. You know when they have to stand like this, it looks very abnormal, but very robotic, but very strange. So even the way that he did that, it was very, very, I mean, they could have just,
yeah.
But he got this, and I don't know if that's how they really stood. It's the first time I've seen, like whatever, German officers or whatever stand, literally with their hands and, like, the way that their elbows, they looked, it feels very abnormal, very kind of spooky in a way. So it was very... Yeah.
Yeah. So talking about the guy that played, so his name's Werner Fenning. I think that was his character's name. But his actual name is Louis Hoffman. He is also a German actor. But he also recently acted in another series called...
Coming up next week.
No. It's not coming up next week because the full series isn't out yet. But it's called Masters of the Air. Now, the reason this series caught my attention, I think it was last year or even the year before. So, Austin Butler acted in Elvis, and then I was on an Austin Butler tip and was going and watching all of his movies. And I spotted that he had been in this series called Masters of the Air, which is produced by Tom Hanks and has Steven Spielberg's son in it. Can't remember. I think it's Steven Spielberg.
Something Spielberg.
No, that's whatever Spielberg. Something Spielberg. I don't know if it's Peter or something, but anyway.
Mr. Spielberg.
But at the time when that was, I think, last year, the series, it's an Apple TV series, but it wasn't out yet. And it kind of got like stuck in production because, you know, when they don't actually give you a date of like when this thing is actually coming out, but it came out at the beginning of this year. It's very, very good. I would say it's not the easiest watch from the perspective of it's very... So the whole thing's about also World War II, but it's about these pilots that actually flew, but it was specifically American pilots that flew day missions, which was very dangerous because at least when like a lot of the British soldiers or pilots would fly at night because then you couldn't see the aircrafts, whereas during the day, the reason they did it at day was because then they could like be more accurate in terms of like hitting targets, but at the same time they lost so many soldiers. But it's a very, very good series. But one of the episodes he was in it and I was like, wait a minute, isn't that the guy from, and it was, I was like, okay. So yeah, he also is in Masters of the Air. So that's also another war. And they would fly over France. Shame, poor France. France was just the poor person in the middle, you know, during World War II.
Well, they had this island, I mean, that the Germans wanted to use. So
no, the whole of France was taken over.
So what got me more in depth with this film is to actually go see what was Hitler actually doing with France. What were they doing with this island? What was going on in that time? And for those who know their history, this was just something that shook me, that I was just like, wow, people have like, they have crazy ideas and they actually go for it, eh? Like, he was building a wall around Europe that they called the Atlantic Wall, because he knew, and I mean, he started this thing before the World War II even started, like before it even broke out, he had already gotten this thing into action, like actually build a wall, like a freaking wall, guys, like a big wall for like kilometers, so that when America would come and now have to, when they'd have to try and defend from America's forces coming in, you'd have a wall there. Like, that's crazy. And obviously France was, I mean, if you go look up the history with this whole thing, because obviously this is a novel, but it's based on actual events,
On actual events, yeah.
So you go look up the history, you go see how it ties in, what it must have been. I mean, I even saw footage of this city, this fortified city before and after World War, because there was actually footage, which was amazing. You actually see before and after, and you recognize it from the film, and like it's just the way that it ties up. It's amazing.
I also enjoyed it from the perspective of it showed you what occupied France, German occupied France, was like. Because also a lot of like wartime films, they don't focus on like France. Like they'll have the soldiers going through France. Do you understand? Like I think Saving Private Ryan, they landed on the beach, but then you know like they were looking for Private Ryan. So like it was, but they didn't focus on the actual French people that were stuck. In fact, there's another series. This is very weird. I'm watching a lot of World War II series. There's another series that I'm watching at the moment called The New Look. And what that one's about is it's also World War II, but it's looking at how all of the fashion designers at the time were stuck in France. Oh, so yes. It's Coco Chanel and Christian Dior. And how they were stuck in France also during World War II, and how the fashion industry was actually affected during the war. And how, because the Nazis, one thing about the Nazis was they were also culturally or artistically, they waged war on everything. So Hitler was taking all of the art and all of the paintings, and he was transporting and stealing actually all of that. Plus, they wanted the Nazis to have the best fashion. They really did want this Aryan race that was supreme and above everyone else. So like it also that's also been interesting, because they show you like how life in France was, and how there were obviously there were people that rose up, and there was the rebels and the, like a revolution, and you know, that were going against the Nazis. But yeah, like how life in France was during World War II. So
yeah, it must have been hectic.
Yeah, but what I really enjoyed about this one is, and this obviously comes from the book, but what they do is they don't just tell the story from a French perspective. They give the story from this French girl as well as a German soldier, which I thought was very nice, because it gave like a very well-rounded view of what actually took place and aspired during World War II. And then on top of that, the fact that they made, so the protagonist in the film is a girl named Marie, but she's blind, and so it's this blind girl's basically her story of what happened during the war. And but I thought that was, it's an interesting take on, you know, telling a World War II story.
Very different. What were your thoughts about the accents? Because obviously there wasn't a very strong French accent. In fact, I almost felt like the dominant accent that I heard was a British accent.
Even
some of the Germans sounded very British. And I was like...
Obviously, Louis Hoffman, his accent was good, but he is German. So I don't think we can comment on his accent because, Mark Ruffalo did a British accent.
It's the first time I heard him with a British accent.
That was interesting. I must be honest, though, like, because weren't they French or was he British?
I didn't know. I kind of excused it as maybe they were British and they were living on
Ireland.
They were living in France.
But one review I did see was someone complained about the fact that there was too much English in the film. That they actually wanted to have... that, in their opinion, it should have been the German speaking German and the French speaking French. And then, obviously, if you had any British character, then they would obviously speak English.
They got some good German characters, because they really went on... Like, if you just look at their faces and the way... Like, their whole look, just the way they're like, they look at you, they look like they're like cutting your head off just by looking at you kind of thing. So,
So, but yeah... I'd say maybe the French accents could have been stronger, maybe.
Yeah.
That would be my own only comments.
Definitely.
Yeah. One of the things, though, that is very interesting. So the main actress, she's an actress. Her name is... So she plays Marie, but her name is Aria Mia Loberti. Now, this actress, this is her first time acting ever, was in this series. And... She basically auditioned and got the role. But the reason, one of the reasons she actually got the role is because Sean Levy wanted a blind person to actually play the part of Marie. So generally, when you see a blind person in a film, it's actually a person who can see that's just acting blind. But he actually wanted to find a legally blind person to play the role, which I thought was very good because it was very authentic.
It makes it so authentic.
It does.
I was thinking of A Quiet Place with the one girl that was deaf as well.
Yes, it makes it more authentic.
Like, I don't know why, but I was like, this actor is really blind. Yeah.
Even the she plays Marie as an older, but they had a younger girl who played the younger version of
Marie.
She also
blind.
She was, but no, you could see she was blind.
That's how I'm wondering.
Even her eyes. So her eyes almost were a little bit. I don't know what the word is, but you could. So the actor, you know, you get blind people that they kind of. You can sort of tell they're blind, but their eyes, like, you'd have to look, you know, like you can't just look at them. And then you have blind people where you can see that, I don't know what it is, I don't know medically what you'd call it, but there's like the gray, almost like film or whatever over their eyes. Yeah. The younger girl, she had more of that. Mm. But once again, it just made it like a million times more authentic.
Yeah.
Like, I really, really enjoyed that. And then also the other thing that I enjoyed was even though this was her first time acting, which can sometimes, you know, it's risky to do that, you know, because like you're dealing with a non-professional, let's be honest. But she was so good with her research, and she was so good with, you know, looking at the book. And she even, I was watching an interview where once she said once in the book, Marie is described as almost, she was so graceful in her movement that she resembled a ballerina. And this actress, she actually has taken ballet classes. And so it was just nice to hear how she like really went into depth and like, yeah. But one of the other things I thought, it must be so difficult for a blind person to act, because like,
who's in front of you? What's around you?
Yes, and also like, you know how they'll often, you'll see how directors will show actors, like they'll take them to the director's box and be like, okay, no, I want you to move like that. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, but now you're not able to do that because the person's blind. So now you have to use the other senses to kind of direct them. So that would obviously be like, obviously words, touch, smell, and all of that. But it was... And I mean, she was doing like hectic things, like when they go to the well to get the oysters, which apparently is the oldest well in Europe. That apparently is the oldest well in underground well in Europe. But like that scene was hectic because you've got the tide, you've got the water. She can't see. You know, you're not gonna know if a wave's coming at you. Plus, she's got this German dude. He's obviously acting, but he's like out there to kill her and drown her. He's just like,
I like that scene because she actually had an advantage, which she used.
Yeah.
Yeah. I won't say what the advantage was.
You'll have to go and watch it for yourself.
Go watch it. It was
So that was very good. And then also, the actor that plays House? He was in it, which I actually haven't seen him act for a while. I don't know if you know who I'm talking about. His name is Hugh Laurie. Do you know who Hugh... He played the professor or her uncle, Etienne.
Oh, that guy.
Yes.
I don't think I recognized him.
Oh, didn't you?
I don't think I did. Where have we seen him before?
I know him from House. There was a medical series called House. He's Dr. House.
No.
It's him.
Is that him?
It's him, yeah. Crazy, right?
Dang.
Right. And then you obviously also have Mark Ruffalo. And Mark Ruffalo, I think he's he comes across, I don't know him personally, so I'm stating from what I've seen in interviews and but he comes across as a very humble and, you know, like a really nice guy. So I think especially for the two main actors, which would have been Louis Hoffman and her name's Aria, I think that's her name. Yes, Aria. For them, it would have been really nice to work with these people because even though they're so high up in the acting industry and really they really are professionals, I think they were really nice like coaches and, you know, like it must have been really nice working
nice
with them.
Nice to be around, see how they do things.
Yeah.
And
yeah. So
absolutely.
I would definitely recommend you go and watch the series. It's It's a good series.
I got two more to go, and then that's it. So
that's it.
It's not like it's just a story that's broken up into four bits.
Yep. And well, I think, it was a book, so it's a
right,
a,
that makes
it's
sense.
A book adaptation.
Yeah.
There were differences. So apparently in the this is a spoiler. Okay.
So yeah.
Yeah. But there are differences. The author actually...
As in between the film and the book.
The author actually, they were... So the one thing that was different in the book was how the relationship between Werner Fenning, who's the German soldier, and Marie, who's the blind French girl, I think she's French, how their relationship worked out in the book, people weren't happy with. And so what he did was he actually changed it, because he was obviously involved in this, but they actually changed it and altered that for the series adaption.
An author was involved, right?
Yeah.
Because you kind of seem talking about the film as well.
Yes. So that was pretty cool. Yeah. So definitely go watch it.
Mm.
And then movies coming out in 2024 in March, right? Because we are in March, people. So this is what's coming out. So the first thing that has come out, which is very exciting, is Dune Part 2. Dune Part 2 is out.
We've been waiting for this moment,
and it is finally out. I did not know that this was a thing. Megamind versus the Doom Syndicate. Apparently, that's a thing. How could we not know about this? They brought us a set, but I'm nervous because
now we know.
Megamind was good, you know, and now what if they stuff it up?
Guys, don't stuff it up.
They could possibly...
Can someone comment with a... Okay, well, it's coming out, right?
Yeah.
I'd like to know if it's worth watching or not.
It's coming out on Peacock, apparently.
Maybe people can vote.
Yeah, let's hope.
Do you think it's good or not?
It is a thing. Megamind versus the Doom Syndicate, which hopefully is a good one.
Would you watch it? Give us a thumbs up or thumbs down. Would you? Are you looking forward to it? What do you think? Yeah.
Kung Fu... What did I just say?
Yes, it's Kung Fu and Panda in one. Kung Fu.
Four is coming out, but you don't feel like this thing needs to die.
Yeah, it is one of those
things. I don't even know how many I've watched. Oh, this one I actually want to watch, Damsel. Damsel's coming out, which is the film with Millie Bobby Brown. That's coming out on the 8th of March. It's not the 8th of March yet when we're recording this, just in case. There's a movie called First Time Female Director.
Okay.
And then there's actually a lot coming out in March. I'm trying to find the ones that we'd be like, ah. Okay, there's a movie called Arthur the King, which has Mark Wahlberg in it.
I've seen a lot of his films lately.
Serious?
Yeah, I've been seeing him in some series and films and that, yeah.
He is pretty good.
I find he's starting to act...
The same.
Yeah. You pick him up quite quickly by certain expressions that he uses in that. So you're like, oh, that's Mark Wahlberg.
But aren't most comedy actors like that?
Probably,
like Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
Ben Stiller.
Yeah.
Ben Stiller, no. I think I take it back with Ben Stiller. Because think about him. Think about him in Zoolander.
I think he used to, and I think maybe he's broken out.
Although there was, which movie with Adam Sandler was it? Hustle. Hustle with Adam Sandler was very good. He wasn't his normal comedic self. Yeah. I feel like Dune is just going to take. Ghostbusters is coming out at the end of March. Frozen Empire. So that's March. Actually, is quite a good. A good...
So April, the movie show.
There we go.
We're going to be packed. No more series.
Oh, and Godzilla times Kong, the new empire. But also Godzilla, the amount of Godzillas there are.
Yeah, it's like Transformers.
It's like, yo. No, it's worse than Transformers. There's not that many Transformers, right? Yeah. That's basically it from what we can see. So we have Dune Part 2. We have Megamind.
Yes.
And we have Ghostbusters. What was the other one I said? Okay, King. Yeah. But I feel like the fact that Dune's coming out this month should be like, yeah, Yeah, so definitely. I'm going to watch it in IMAX. Because why would you not, you know?
Yeah, I'm going to watch part 3 and 4 of All the Light We Did Not See.
There we go. Mm. Yeah. But this has been the movie show.
On your favorite ORSPS.
Until next week.
We'll see you then.
Peace.
Cheers.